Next question is Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, Ferris, F-A-R-R-I-S. Follow up by palpitations. Number one, history of EBV titers. Next number, status post-sleep apnea evaluation. Kevin comes in today. He states that he's feeling better, actually. His sleep apnea showed mild sleep apnea, which I recommended Bungo treatment period. He's seen like three different cardiologists, has had full cardiac workup. His palpitations are stable. Still has some chest discomfort. He has some anxiety associated with it, medical problems, all related to his EB virus and symptoms of post-EB virus infection, surgery. No recent surgeries, medical problems except for above, nothing else, medications, none, social, occasionally GOH, has a girlfriend, he's not married, overall allergen and drug allergy, overall palpitations better, sleeping better, he wants to start exercising, his anxiety is better, but we'd like to try something for his anxiety if there's something available. He weighs 197 pounds, which is down 3 pounds, 99%, 98.3, 16, 63, 124 over 72. Heart positive, small positive, too long, declare abdominal soft mixture, which these skin shows, and I show on the coast with hand vision. Number one, sleep apnea, very mild, Bungo, B-O-N-G-O, system recommended. Next number, he will read about it, watch video, and let me know. Next number, palpitation, stable. Next number, cardiac evaluation, times 3, up to date. Next number, fatigue. Next number, anxiety, try Wellbutrin, 75, non-SR, 1BID. Next number, come back in 2 months. Next number, he complains of tachycardia from time to time related to palpitation. Next number, his heart rate today was 63. Next number, he's worn a King monitor for months and months at a time. Next number, has seen 2 cardiologists. Next number, I feel comfortable treating his symptoms since he's had full cardiac workup. Next number is mild fatty liver. Next number, he will let me know if he needs a prescription for the Bungo system. Next number's blood work is up to date. Next one's come back in 2 months. Next number's he had minimal response with Inderol. He's not taking the Inderol at this time. Next number's we talked about high Epstein virus titers and what it means and the relationship of it to long COVID for a long time before leaving the office. Thank you.